Tim Giles, the director of golf here at the Dutch and one of the founder members. You must be very proud to see the Dutch Open here, the KLM Open.
Well, yeah, that's putting it mildly, I would say. And if I think back to when with my colleagues from Made in Scotland, and the company was going really well, and we wanted to grow, and it was going to be difficult for us to grow out with our concept, which was basically as a network company. So we needed capacity on golf courses. And one of my colleagues, Alan Sannington, he said, no, well, that's simple. We'll just build our own golf course.
Just build our own golf course.
And he said, no, okay, thanks. and then the next meeting says, yeah, we're going to do that. And if we do that, then we're going to build a really good golf course. And of course, a really good golf course deserves big tournaments, so we're going to go for the Ryder Cup. And we thought he was totally crazy, but of course we didn't get the Ryder Cup, but we did get the KLM Open. And to think back to that day, and then the realization of it here is just amazing. Yeah.
Now the course is in fantastic condition the whole year through for your members. But it's even better. How can it be even better? But it is even better now for the best players on the European Tour. Now, Colin Montgomery designed the golf course, and I remember seeing somewhere a video that he said that the greens here, they'll probably be the best that the European players have played on tour this season. That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah, I know. I remember the film you're talking about, and so does our a course superintendent, Niall Richardson, and as soon as he heard that, he thought, oh, Monty, what are you doing to me? So that was quite quite something to live up to. But we're very fortunate here at the Dutch that we have Niall Richardson. Niall Richardson is he's as crazy as we are, so that helps. He's also unbelievably knowledgeable in his capacity as a course superintendent. But also the passion he has is amazing, and we wouldn't have the golf course that we have now without him. So we're very grateful that he agreed to come to us all those years ago. Yeah.
But it is of course an historical moment here, 2016, the KLM Open on the Dutch in Gelderland, slap bang in the middle of Holland. The KLM Open, the Dutch Open, the championship is normally on one of 10 other courses. It has been since it began back in, I think it was, 1912. So here we are, 2016, a brand new golf course, only 5 years old, none of the traditional courses, and you guys have got it.
Yeah, wow.
That is amazing.
One of the things that helped as far as that's concerned is KLM has been one of our biggest and best clients since Made in Scotland as a company started. And it was one of the things that Peter Hartman from KLM, who was at the time, I'm going back now to probably 2008, he promised that the KLM Open would come to the Dutch once it was realized. So he, without Peter Hartman, it may not have happened, that's for sure. But he was certainly constructive in making it all happen. We're very grateful.
But for that to have happened within 5 years is really quite amazing, I think. Talking about the players, Joost Luiten is playing and he's looking to get his hands on the trophy yet again. Of course, he won a couple of years ago at the Kennemer. The defending champion isn't here this year, stung by a wasp, I gather, on the opening day. Or the opening day, you had a special charity or a challenge match on the Monday. But the big question is, Tim Giles, who is going to win this week? Who should we be looking out for now, do you think?
Very, very difficult to say. I mean, if you look at the winners on the European Tour this year, there's been a whole number of new winners. There's an awful lot of talented guys out there, a lot of guys that are capable of winning. But if you were to look at the let's say the top names, I mean, you've got obviously Joost is certainly a contender, but then you've got Chris Wood, obviously is a Ryder Cup player, so I mean he's obviously in form this year. Bernd Wiesberger, tournament winner, just missed out on Ryder Cup. They have a lot of experience, these guys. And there's a number of guys like that, so it's extremely difficult to predict. And it seems as though it's that the guys are finding it pretty tough. So from that point of view, very often the let's say the better players do come to the top in the end. So I think you'd probably be looking from that kind of group of players for the winner. But I'm not good at predicting winners. I'm really not.
Okay, not good at predicting winners, but can you predict the winning score? What do you think?
Yeah, if... oh, hang on. We're nearly in the photograph here. Yeah,
photograph going on. A lot happening here at hole 14.
Winning score. I would have to say if the wind stays as little as it has been today, although it's got up a little bit this afternoon, and you immediately see the difference in scoring, I would say it's probably going to be around about minus 15, minus 16, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to look forward to watching the players, the best players in Europe over the next few days, and see what happens on Sunday, the closing day here at the Dutch. Tim Giles, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah.